You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by junior defensive back Antonio DeBose of Trinity University, this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week. And Antonio, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Tigers are off to a 5-0 start, Antonio, 3-0 in SCAC play, the best start since 2008 for this football program. Just talk about where this team is at, especially in terms of the team's confidence as we look to the second half of the football season.
I mean, we're very confident in our abilities. We're very confident in the coaching staff on what they've done, especially on the defensive end with the new defensive scheme. We're energetic and we're ready to continue the undefeated season.
And individually, Antonio, last week, outstanding performance, 7 tackles, but really 2 big fumble recoveries, setting up 2 touchdowns, turning those turnovers into points, 14 for Trinity this week in terms of points for turnovers. Talk about your performance individually and really how much momentum it gives a team when the defense is able to make those turnovers like that.
Well, defense, we know that if we can get the offense the ball, then they're going to put it in the end zone. So just me personally, I was continue thinking the more times that we get the ball, especially in our own 50, the more points we'll get put on the board, and the quicker this game will go by, and we'll get the W.
You guys picked up a big conference win this past weekend against Swanee at home. Swanee runs that wishbone triple option style of offense. Just talk about how difficult it is to prepare for an offense like that and how difficult it is to attack them defensively.
Luckily, we had a simple scheme to go to it, and we had 2 weeks to prepare for it, but it's very hard defense, especially the way that Swanee has a much improved offensive staff and coaching staff around them. But, I mean, we had our defense is a lot more improved, and our defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage, who made the skill guys freed up for the rest of the day and able to run and make tackles.
Well, you mentioned the improvement of the defense and the new scheme, Antonio. As we look at this season so far, 4 of your first 5 games, the defense has held opponents to 10 points or less, or less than in single digits, as opposed to last season, just 1 time all last year. What's been the biggest change you've noticed from the defense a year ago to this year that's been so dominant?
We're flying around the defensive scheme. Like I say, again, it's simple but effective. And the players are a lot more comfortable and confident in their abilities and knowing that they're put in a position to succeed. The only thing they have to do is go out and play.
And finally, Antonio, you guys take a week off from conference play this weekend, but host a big non-conference match against Huntington. A season ago, Huntington scored 56 points against the Tigers in a win over the Trinity University Tigers. Talk about what you guys need to do specifically defensively this week to try and get the result you're looking for and stay undefeated.
We just need to kind of keep up what we've been doing on defense, stopping the run, playing very well against the pass, and as long as our D-line control the line of scrimmage, our secondary keep the ball from out of the air, and we'll have another successful game on the defensive side.
Junior defensive back Antonio DeBose of Trinity University, again this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week. Antonio, congratulations again, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.